Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for our new bonus episodes we're doing for subscribers to Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. We have a very special guest with Zerlina Maxwell, who's the host of The Zerlina Show on Peacock TV. She's also the co-host of Signal Boost on SiriusXM and the author of The End of White Politics. Again, this is for Beast Inside members only. To hear this along with the rest of our upcoming bonus episodes, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
First, let's talk about The End of White Politics, because I, you know, just tell our listeners a little bit about that book and why you decided to write it.
Well, it's so funny to sit here now and think about why I decided to write The End of White Politics, because I didn't anticipate that some of the things I was talking about in the book would happen so quickly.
Yeah.
But if I could take you back to Politicon, which I'm not sure if you've been to Politicon.
I've never been, but I've heard.
A little bit of a hot mess. It's sort of like it's like Comic-Con for political nerds or cable news pundits. It's very odd bunch. You know, Dennis Rodman and Ann Coulter in the same room. James Carville's over there. You're like, why is this happening? And so I went to Politicon and I was on a panel which was like, what now, liberals? And it was in 2018, before the midterms, before the Mueller report came out, all of that. And it was like, you know, progressives who supported Bernie, a couple Hillary folks, Marcos Melitzas was on the panel. Like it was a good cross-section of people on the left sort of unpacking why we lost in 2016.
Yeah.
But it turned into a complete dumpster fire when I made the point to one of the Bernie Sanders supporters that if he were to run again in 2020, which he did, he was going to need to improve his messaging towards communities of color, specifically how he engages Black women, because Black women are the base of the Democratic Party and you can't win without us. And I made that point, which now it seems like, yeah, everybody can agree with that. After what we just watched. But then I guess it was something they didn't want to hear. So I got like booed, it was a little dramatic, right? And I realized, I mean, it was luck, right? The book editor, Krishan Trotman, was in the audience from Hachette. She was like, you should write this book. This is a book. You have something to say about the left. What just happened? There's a lot there. And so I really just took that sort of moment and used it as, I don't know, a jumping off point to sort of speak to my people on the left and really get them to understand that the demographics in America are shifting towards a reality where white voters are going to be a minority of the electorate. And that's not true yet, but in a lot of places, because of the pluralities and in some cases, like in Texas, the majorities that people of color and the coalitions, they can create, you know, they can win elections. In hindsight, I was on to something.
Oh, yeah.
because we just witnessed the 2020 elections where I didn't anticipate we were going to flip Georgia so quickly. I knew that was possible. I talk about Stacey Abrams and her playbook that she ran in her gubernatorial race by engaging all different swaths of the electorate and going directly to voters of color and talking specifically about identity and policy solutions for those communities, understanding that race is a factor and gender is a factor. And I just think that now it seems like I was psychic or something, but really I was just saying a thing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.